Now Jesus is going to mock the religious leaders. And the Lord said, "Wherefore shall I like the men of this generation?" Now he's talking about Baptist preachers here. He's talking about Catholic priests. He's talking about Church of Christ, Seventh-day Adventists, Presbyterians, Lutherans, Methodists, and especially Charismatics. And so he says, "Wherefore shall I liken the men of this generation? And to what are they like? They're like children sitting in the marketplace, calling one to another and saying, 'We piped unto you, and you've not danced. We've mourned, you've not wept.'" Now the children play games. So you get a couple of the kids leading, and they pick up a stick and pretend to play a pipe, a flute. And they say, "Okay, dance." Some of the kids dance, and two or three of them refuse to. And then they say, "Now we're going to play funeral." "Okay, you're dead. Now we're going to go," oh, and they begin to weep. Everybody weep. Some of the kids weep. Some of them won't weep. And so they say, "You're not playing. We're not going to play with you. You won't weep when we say weep. You won't laugh when we say laugh. We're playing with you." That's how he's characterizing the religion of that day. He said the religion had gotten to the point to where they said, "Okay, everybody weep, be sad. It's time to be sad. Mourn, grieve. Okay. Now let's laugh. Now it's time to laugh." I remember preaching in a Pentecostal holiness church one time. I had a sermon. I was back young and very zealous, and I had a sermon called "Victory in Jesus." Man, every time I preached it, I got excited and shouted and carried on. And I preached that to Baptists, and they just get beside themselves. Some of them fall out of their chair so happy. So I thought, man, I'm going to preach these Pentecostals. They're going to really get excited about this. It's going to thrill them. And I went there, and boy, they were up before I got to preach. You know, they were speaking in tongues and jumping around and dancing and singing. I thought, man, they're going to really go off with this one. So I got up and started preaching. They all went to sleep, kind of like. And as soon as I said amen and the preacher got up, they all jumped up and started speaking in tongues again, threw their hands up. And then they prayed a little prayer, closing prayer, and they all just wound down like the little battery man that just the battery ran up. Whoop, they ran down, and they started talking about ball and sports and what they're going to do. I thought, man, that preacher, he just kind of turns them on, turns them off, you know. He tells them when to rejoice and when not to, and when to worship and when not to. And Jesus said, that's the way the religion of this day is. It's like children that play and take orders from each other and express their emotions as they're told to express them and feel like they're told to feel. Now, he said John wasn't that way. John, he said, wasn't a reed shaken with the wind. John was not dressed in delicate clothes with a little silk tie and a hanky in his pocket, with his face all shaved clean and his suit on and his pressed pants. He said, "That was not John. Is that what you went down to see?" He said, "That's not what you saw, is it?" So don't expect John to act like these silk hanky preachers that tell people when to dance and when to cry and when to weep, when to laugh.